The phone rang, and my heart raced. The first few months after I opened my funeral home, a ringing phone qualified as a thrilling event. We didn't get many calls. What if someone died? I'd gasp. Well, yes, dear, it's a funeral home. That would be the point. The voice on the other end was a hospice nurse. She had declared Josephine dead 10 minutes ago. The body was still warm to the touch. The nurse sat at the dead woman's bedside, having an argument with Josephine's daughter. The daughter had chosen to call my funeral home because she didn't want her mother whisked away the second she took her final breath. She wanted to keep Mom's body at home. Can she do that? Of course she can, I replied. In fact, we encourage it. That's not illegal? The nurse asked skeptically. It's not illegal. Usually we call the funeral home and they pick up the body within the hour. The daughter is in control of her body, not the hospice, not a hospital or nursing home, definitely not the funeral home. Well, okay, if you're sure. I'm sure, I said. Please tell Josephine's daughter she can call us back later this evening, or tomorrow morning if she'd prefer, whenever she's ready. We picked up Josephine at 8 p.m., 6 hours after her death. The next day, her daughter sent us a video she shot on her cell phone. In the 30-second clip, the dead woman lies in bed, dressed in her favorite sweater and scarf. Candles flicker on the dresser beside the bed, and the body is covered in flower petals. Even in the grainy cell phone footage, you can tell that Josephine looked radiant her last night on Earth. Her daughter felt genuine pride in her accomplishment. Her mother had always taken care of her, and now she was taking care of her mother. Not everyone in the industry is supportive of the way I run my funeral home. Some believe a dead body must be embalmed to be safe, untrue, and that a body should be handled only by licensed professionals, also untrue. The dissenters imagine that younger, progressive morticians are starting to make our profession look like a joke and wonder if circus is the right word for what funeral service is becoming. One gentleman promised the day the funeral business turns into 3-day visitations at the house of an unembalmed body, I'm done. In America, where I live, death has been big business since the turn of the 20th century. A century has proven the perfect amount of time for its citizens to forget what funerals once were, family and community-run affairs. In the 19th century, no one would have questioned Josephine's daughter preparing her mother's body. It would have seemed strange if she didn't. No one would have questioned a wife washing and dressing the body of her husband or a father carrying his son to the grave in a homemade coffin. In an impressively short time, America's funeral industry has become more expensive, more corporate, and more bureaucratic than any other funeral industry on Earth. If we can be called the best at anything, it would be at keeping our grieving families separated from their dead. 5 years ago, when my funeral home, and this book, was still a gleam in my eye, I rented a hut on a rural lagoon in Belize. At that time, I lived the glamorous life of a crematory worker and body transport driver. The hut had to be very inexpensive. It had neither cell phone service nor Wi-Fi. The lagoon was 9 miles from the nearest town, reachable only by 4-wheel drive. The driver was the caretaker of the property, a 30-year-old Belizean man named Luciano. To give you a sense of Luciano, he was shadowed everywhere by his pack of loyal, if somewhat emaciated, dogs. When the hut was unoccupied, he would head into the Belizean bush for days at a time, wearing flip-flops, carrying his machete, followed by the dogs. He hunted deer, tapir, and armadillo, and when he caught one, he would kill it, flay it, and eat its heart out of its chest. Luciano asked me what I did for a living. When I told him I worked with the dead at a crematory, he sat up in his hammock. "You burn them?" he asked. "You barbecue people?" I considered this description. Well, the machine is hotter than that. It gets over 1800 degrees, so you blast right through the barbecue stage, but pretty much, yes.